Welcome to Supermarket Spotlight, the go-to podcast for all your grocery industry updates. I'm your host, bringing you news straight from the aisles to your ears. In our top story, a significant shift in corporate finance within the grocery sector. Gary Millerchip, CFO of Kroger, is bidding farewell to move over to Costco Wholesale as its new CFO. Millerchip, who has voiced his pride in Kroger's accomplishments, is set to step into the role left by Richard Galanti, who has dedicated nearly four decades to Costco. As Kroger searches for a permanent replacement, Todd Foley is named interim CFO. Foley's extensive history with Kroger is expected to ensure a seamless transition as the company prepares for the upcoming merger with Albertsons, maintaining their financial stability and growth trajectory. Next up, Aldi is bringing futuristic shopping to Illinois. Their Aurora store now sports Aldi Go technology, a pilot program where shoppers can download an app, skip the checkout line, and simply walk out with their groceries billed automatically. Interestingly, Aldi is deploying a concept more commonly seen in convenience stores, pointing towards an innovation trend in grocery retail. Moving south to sunny Florida, Publix has introduced its third experience-focused prototype store in Wesley Chapel. The new store features a large food service selection, unique departments for an enhanced shopping experience, and the customary Publix liquors. While no concrete plans for further expansion of this store format have been released, it's indicative of Publix's attempt to create a more immersive shopping environment for its customers. In a more personal storyline, we meet Nancy Deering Sands, the unexpected grocer. Times of tumult led Sands back to her family's business, Tom's Food Markets, just as the pandemic gripped the world. Through concerted efforts such as remodeling and updating systems whilst retaining that personal touch, Tom's not only weathered the storm, but emerged with renewed vigor. The Local Choice Initiative at Tom's is a testament to their community-focused ethos, supporting local businesses and continuing a legacy that began with a bumper cherry harvest decades ago. Before we end this episode of Supermarket Spotlight, let's acknowledge the dynamism within the grocery industry. From executive shuffles and innovative tech introductions to new store experiences and personal tales of resilience and change, the aisles of our local supermarkets are a reflection of the evolving landscape of consumer needs and the relentless pursuit of satisfying them. Thank you for tuning in. We'll return next time with more updates from the world of groceries. Until then, keep your carts rolling and your pantries full. This is Supermarket Spotlight, signing off.